If you have a Bible with you, please turn with me to Luke and chapter 23. Luke and chapter 23. And we'll read from verse 32 through to verse 43. If you're using one of the church Bibles, you'll find our reading on page 884. Page 884 in the church Bibles for the Gospel of Luke and chapter 23 and verses 32 to verse 43. This is the crucifixion of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 32. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanging railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen. Well, keep your Bibles open. We're going to look now at this passage on this Good Friday morning. And this passage, it describes the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. It describes that pivotal moment in history, that pivotal moment in the history of the universe, when the innocent Son of God was put to death as a substitute for the sins of his people. When the wrath and the anger of God was poured out upon the sins of his people, poured out upon the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of his people, so that those who repent of their sins and trust in his name might know forgiveness and eternal life. So at this defining moment in history, as this defining moment in history is taking place, who is closest to the action? Who has a ringside seat? Who is the closest observers? Is it the crowds who are jeering and sneering and spitting on Jesus? Is it the women who are weak?